Mexican national illegally in U.S. charged in stabbing deaths of two children in Wisconsin. By Bob Price on July 13, 2024. Bordertown, USA, Clark County, Wisconsin. Officials report that a Mexican national illegally present in the United States is charged with the stabbing deaths of his two daughters. The children's mother was also stabbed in the July 5 attack but survived her wounds. Officials with the Clark County Sheriff's Office in Neillsville, Wisconsin, told Breitbart, Texas that Victor Manuel Gomez Acosta is being held on charges related to the alleged stabbing murders of two juveniles and a knife assault on an adult female at the same location. The official confirmed reports that Gomez Acosta is a Mexican national illegally present in the United States. Colby Abbotsford Police Department officials reported the arrest of Gomez Acosta following the alleged stabbing deaths of two children and a knife assault on an adult female. Police officers responded to a call in Abbotsford, Wisconsin, on July 5 regarding a woman who had been stabbed. A statement released by the police department stated that Gomez Acosta was found at the residence in the 300 block of East Oak Street in Abbotsville. Once taken into custody, officers made entry to the house and found two deceased juveniles who had allegedly been stabbed by the suspect. ICE officials told Fox News that Gomez Acosta entered the U.S. through a port of entry in Laredo, Texas, in September 2016. The officials stated that the Mexican national did not depart the United States at the time specified on his entry conditions. Colby Abbotsford Police Chief Alex Bowman told Just the News that Gomez Acosta entered the U.S. on a six-month work visa but stayed after it expired. He has a criminal history that included operating while intoxicated, OWI, from another jurisdiction and a second OWI, which happened in Colby Abbotsford. Just the News reported. Bowman said this case is the latest of many instances of an illegal immigrant committing crimes in his jurisdiction. He told Just the News that after 2020, it has been virtually impossible to get Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to take custody of an illegal immigrant who commits a crime and comes in contact with local law enforcement. Prior to 2020, it was a lot easier to work with ICE and Immigration, and now their hands are tied on a lot of things, he said. I can tell you that even felons we've arrested for felony crimes and stuff, Immigration still hasn't come and gotten them. A criminal complaint published by WOW ABC 18 revealed that police responded to the call and found a woman in a mobile home bleeding from multiple stab wounds. Police learned that Gomez Acosta was with their two daughters at a nearby trailer home. Police officers surrounded the trailer and were held at bay for about 30 minutes before the suspected killer came out of the home with blood on his stomach and hands. The complaint says the man was also holding a bloody knife. Police took Gomez Acosta into custody, and an ambulance transported him to the hospital for self-inflicted stab wounds. Police found the two deceased children in a bedroom. The complaint states the girls were covered in blood and were cold to the touch. One of the girls had been stabbed at least 20 times and had wounds in her chest, back, neck, hands, and arm. The sister was reportedly stabbed 16 times in the chest and neck area, the complaint alleges. The report indicates that Acosta Gomez stabbed his wife approximately 17 times. Her vocal cords were cut, and a wound was extremely close to her jugular vein. The complaint alleges that Acosta Gomez said sorry after he was arrested. Police officers asked who he sustained the 8 stab wounds to his chest. He reportedly told the officers, "Crazy guys stabbed him," the complaint states. Acosta Gomez remains jailed on a $1 million bond. He also has an immigration detainer filed by ICE that will hold him in custody. If convicted on the two charges of intentional homicide and the charge of attempted murder, he could face up to life in prison. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.